Shalom ve toda shatem mitztarfim.
Hello and thank you for joining us to a new life, a series of talks with Rav Leitman. Hello, Rav Leitman. Hello. Hello to everyone. Hello, Nitzan Mazoz. Hello. And recently we've been talking about pregnancy and birth, and we are trying to learn from the Rav Leitman all kinds of insights about life while analyzing these processes of pregnancy and birth. And we've reached during these talks the birth itself, and Mazel Tov, we have a daughter or a son. So we'd like to continue in this talk and see what happens from now onwards. So Nitza, why don't you illustrate this picture for us and let us into the discussion. This moment of birth, the moment that the baby comes out of the internal pleasant environment to this new environment, and the first stage is he's still connected through the umbilical cord. And here he needs to go through a disconnection, and we'd like to understand how, during this disconnection, when he goes from a state where he only felt me through me, and now he's about to go through this disconnection, what does he feel in this transition? He feels the new world, the new conditions. First of all, we need to understand that sometimes there are such phenomena with animals, but people are built this way that they help the mother in the process of birth. And also in the Torah it's written about midwives and so on, because it's hard for a person to do this alone. And this is a very, very critical part of this process. It's the same place that where a woman gives birth is also called the crisis. This is what is called mashber, is in Hebrew. It's these rocks where women would give birth, where the woman would sit on and give birth. Now, what does the baby feel? He feels himself as a part that is breaking out and giving birth to this new state. Nature is developing in him these actions where he needs to shout, or he's being forced to shout, but he actually himself needs to shout. By that, he begins to breathe and so on. And he already needs to start taking action, just like animals do. We need to cut the umbilical cord and to clean him. Or maybe the mother takes off all of these tissue that's on him, or we wash him. So, and this is what happens. This is how he's born. We need to, as quickly as possible, bring him to the mother. He needs to be connected to her as much as possible. And just what we do today is not according to nature. He's in one place and she's in the other, and it influences him a lot. It creates a lack of confidence, fears, all kinds of insecurities and bad phenomena. He needs to constantly feel his mother with him. He needs to feel her smell and not the smell of the hospital. He needs to feel her breasts, the place of breastfeeding, and he needs to be on her all the time. And this is actually his new source of life. He has to hear the voice of his mother and not 1,000 people who are walking around like the nurses. And in short, naturally, just like we see with animals, as much as possible, this natural form has to be the right form for people.
ואז מתחילה תקופת ההנקה.
And then the stage of breastfeeding begins, the time of breastfeeding, and this is when we understand that this symbol of, instead of blood receiving milk, that symbolizes that he receives a new degree of development as man, as a person, as human. And here we need to already supply him this new development, even though he doesn't hear or see or feel a lot of things, it seems to us that he doesn't, but it's as if he's closed off within himself, but it only seems that way to us. We need to bring him this influence from the mother all the time, words and songs, whatever the mother naturally feels towards him. This is what she needs to express towards him, and it doesn't matter how much he responds or doesn't. He absorbs it. He perceives it until he begins to respond. And we know that there are external developments. This time of perception and this time that he's next to the mother needs to be up till 2 years, and according to nature, and he needs to be close to her over these months. And therefore, of course, it's not good that we send them to some nursery or kindergarten, and the mother goes to work, and she has to invest herself in this baby, and he needs to feel that this is all for him. There is no other source that can supply him during this time, this fulfillment in the corporeal sense and in the emotional sense, but only his mother, and to try to breastfeed. What the embryo feels, the newborn, excuse me, feels, is that he is being treated. And the most important thing is not is the breastfeeding, even though he receives everything he needs with the milk, not just the nutrients, but also the nature of things, the attitude, things that are internal, more emotional, spiritual, that transfer from the mother to him. And he also needs to receive this in the more external way, in the general atmosphere. And he also has contact with his father now, and he needs to receive from him a special influence, but it's especially his mother. Then we continue the same state, just like in the womb, but only in a little more external way. I feel it a little bit, and it's not that we treat him as one who's been born and we can disconnect him from the mother. It's the opposite. These two years, he's still connected to her, just like when he was connected through the umbilical cord. It's exactly the same. The blood became milk. He receives the milk, and together with that, an influence that's slightly more external, but still he needs to be tightly close to his mother. While she's breastfeeding, can she, with her thoughts, cause the formation of the future connection of her baby with other people? It all depends on her. We are continuing the treatment. She has to hear our materials. She has to keep receiving guidance from us. Okay, so now I'm asking specifically about this guidance. What is a woman who's breastfeeding needs to be thinking towards this child, so that aside from his physical body that grows, that this consciousness will grow in him? By her changing her consciousness, this influences him. Specifically, you can play him songs, special songs or melodies that are about connection and unity, that bring harmony and connection. It also receives an expression in music, not modern music, which is with a high tempo and cut, doesn't have a flow. You need to have more soft music, like Mozart, like music that expresses harmonies and connections. Should also notice the stories that she's telling, so that they all will be about connection and love, and not the wolf that ate Little Red Riding Hood or the grandma, and more such scary things that are where there's fear and struggle in the forest and another something. It all comes from those pagan beliefs, the ancient beliefs, where the sun, somebody eats her up in the night and then she's born again. In short, we need to stay away from all these things, even though maybe she herself received them during her childhood, but she needs to... During the breastfeeding itself, are there specific thoughts, except for the music in the background? No, music and connection and the integral world and everything connected. She needs to bring him this program, otherwise he won't fit to this new world. We today in this new world, we cannot organize it because we have not received this program. So what does she need to give him? What does she need to think about? She constantly needs to think about connection, the integral world, mutuality, the good attitude between people. And this is the message of our education. She needs to think about it when she's breastfeeding? No, all the time, not just when she's breastfeeding. What's inside her, the embryo, and then the baby receives from her all the time, not only when she's breastfeeding. I read about it. There's research about this that's called about a hormone that's called the love hormone that is secreted during birth and also during breastfeeding, and it induces breastfeeding. There, it is said that this hormone, the more it is secreted and the child absorbs it and enjoys it, he will later be allow him to create better relationships. He'll feel more trust. Interpersonal trust will be more empathic. How actually does this process, which is a kind of hormonal process, but you are saying that this is something higher than the hormones. How do you activate these hormones? Is love hormones? It's expressed in hormones. So I can influence with my thoughts about, can I influence this hormone, its secretion? Yes, it will be secreted and it will transfer to him, of course. Also, without you breastfeeding, you would bring him this attitude in a different way, in different to a different extent. Still, we influence each other. The baby feels the mother's state a lot. It's as if he's in the womb. We're not only talking about this times when he's she's treating him and she's touching him. This connection, this mechanism of connecting, it's something we talk about a lot because we know that there is a great influence on the person as a young child and an adult. The whole mechanism of connection, of ties with the mother, and then later with people, it begins from this very early stage, from the inside the stomach and the womb and later. So what I need to do as a mother is what you've just talked about, or are there more things that I need to do, to think about or do? After you receive from us the knowledge of the world, of this general picture, what does the child need to grow into and to try? What does it need to be prepared for and fit for? Then it can naturally allow you to influence him properly, because this is what his success depends on in life, because naturally you'll want to give it to him. And then this is called the wisdom of your mother. How will this develop him in action? How will he go into this next stage of development you're talking about? It depends on all the props that you buy for him and play with him and do with him. It's not just these simple props, these small things that develop sight and hearing that we want to swiften their development in the first months of development. When he starts to sit and to move a little bit, and afterwards to stand and to collect things and combine them, connect them. So here we need to cause all of his inclinations, his perception, to be towards connection, towards mutuality, to find things, to understand what is how things are different and how they can connect. This is mainly what we have in education, how opposite things, of which the world is so full, how they cause everything to connect. Because physically, for now, we teach this to the baby, and later in a more dynamic with movements, something he's already developing logic, one thing out of the other. And afterwards, how in our relationships between us do we do this? And then we make a sad face and a happy face, such an attitude and such an attitude. We begin to show him how, what is a person made of, and how he can compensate all of these forces and bring them to connection, but always direct him to connection and unity. And even when you show him things that are broken, we need to teach him by that. Then we always show him how to correct them, how to bring them to the state where they complete each other, because there's nothing in nature that cannot complete itself. He talked about the perception of reality as a baby. What is his perception of reality? We already talked about it, that already in the womb, when he feels he's in there, and he feels that he's in a situation either that he's developing or that he's in stress, that he needs to come out. And now when he's breastfeeding, he begins to develop especially his systems and how much he can move them, how much his brain is connected to the physical actions, and how much his systems, how much he can plan with his mind these actions, gradual actions that will operate his body in order to attain this specific goal. And so we develop games in accordance to that, how to reach a certain state, how to connect different things. And we do that according to different activities, to games. If I understand correctly, your formula for a good life, a new life, is whether a person can develop inside him the ability to good and correct connection with others. Right. Like as is written, love thy neighbor as thyself. That is the target. Okay, so I have a baby that is born, and you gave me advice here to play music for him, to get him games of connection, of taking things apart and putting them back together. I knew that before, but I'd like to receive some tips from you. How can I, from the first moment that he's born, and his mother is going to breastfeed him now as much as possible? In my case, of course, she won't have these 2 years, because she'll have to, in 3 months, she'll have to start providing for the family again. We won't go into that. But how can we cause him, according to your perception, to be the most successful person? I suppose it's not enough for me to play Mozart for him and buy games for him, because this is also what my neighbors do. And I didn't see that their children or that me or other people who've heard Mozart or played these puzzle games became so successful. Far from that. So I'd like to not waste his life just like mine passed. I'd like to give him from the first moment to instill in him as many good things as possible. Maybe it's my thoughts. I don't know. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. Maybe both of us together, maybe each one separately. I don't know. But what can I do so that I'll be able to tell myself as a parent, as a father or mother, or as a couple, that I've done everything possible for this child to grow and for there to be this internal ruler inside him that it, in his attitude towards life, that is love thy friend as yourself. In the first 2 years, we can hardly treat him in this way because he doesn't feel the environment except for the mother. He still is not sociable. He doesn't feel others. He feels himself. And maybe the mother and the father, and not the father as much as the mother. And this is his world. And that's why I talked about Mozart and all those games. And from 2 to 3 years, towards 3 years, that's for sure, he needs to enter society. Until then, it's lost. There's nothing I can do. Even when he was an embryo, you gave me exercises to think about. I'm not talking about the mother who's picturing the future things and playing with him and talking and singing in accordance to that to him. I'm not talking about that. That's clear. I'm talking about the actions on the part of the baby. Oh no, let's not talk about it. Let's say he was just born. He's just a week old. Let's not send him yet. As much as the mother is together with us in our process of study of the integral world, then she actually is educated herself, and she does this even internally. She gives it to the baby, to the newborn, through her thoughts. Yes, so this is always true. This is a rule that's always true, that as much as the person is together with us in these integral education processes, everything he'll do in life, this integrality will flow out of him. That is clear. Now I'm asking specifically, what in this integral education perception can we give as a guidance to this mother who has now had a baby a day or 2 days ago? Is it the same? Is it the same for everyone who's receiving this education, or specifically in this special physiological and emotional and mental state that she's entered? Does integral education have certain emphases for her to develop herself as a person who's nearing, is getting closer to love thy friend as herself, and her baby that is getting closer to that? Is there such a thing, or isn't there? I wouldn't say that in each and every stage, every week or month, we can release more material in the study so that she'll relate differently to the child. All in all, it's that she's playing with her, with games and singing songs, trying to sit him down to help him with all kinds of movements, and afterwards when he begins to walk and so on, and the way that she helps him move. She does this out of the understanding that she herself is changing. Wait, I'm not looking for an instruction of what to do in each and every week. I'm talking about essential stage of status. There was the embryo for 9 months, and you gave us all kinds of practices that we tried to do, and thought and an action. And now the status has changed. He's born. I don't want a guidance for each and every month, but just a basic change in the way I need to treat the baby, which will be optimal. And also maybe to myself, to treat myself in a new way, or my spouse, in order to get closer to love thy friend as thyself. So I'm telling you, the more she is integrated in our material, all in all, by that, she gives him the spirit of things. So it's general. There's no specific emphasis. That's right. It's in general. There's no specific emphasis until he becomes 2 or 3 years of age. There's a question here. Maybe in our times it's more than 2 years. Before that, he doesn't feel the environment. Until until he enters this environment, you need to bring him to this environment. And there he already begins to learn how to relate to others. He himself. Yes, and this is not through the mother. It's through his peers. There's the educator, and there's also the father who's more in the picture, who's active. And there's the educator, possibly someone who's a stranger or a strange woman aside from the mother, or maybe with the mother. But the most important thing is for there to be the central circle of him and those who are like to him, other kids, up till 10 or not more, maybe even less. That's desirable for there to be less, maybe 5 for the age of 2 or 3. And then you expand this circle until up to 10. And after this circle, then there is already an educator or a few of them, and also the mother. So that whatever he receives, we teach him how to receive it from the environment and how to give it to the environment. Let's go back to the mother. There's 2 or 3 years until then, and we have a developed method to in that stage. But let's go back to the mother. This woman has now given birth, and unfortunately, a lot of women more and more go into post-birth depression. What's according to the integral education view, can a woman do in order to get rid of this depression? These are modern problems that are determined according to all kinds of negative influences that we have in life. There's the natural hormonal problem, which is treated also medicinally. There are all kinds of hormonal malfunctions because we are in the broken society. Then this malfunction goes even into such states. And in the corrected way, in the corrected society, it's impossible for there to be malfunctions in any way when a woman gives birth and then later feels herself bad in any way. We don't see in animals any depression after birth. Why does this happen in humans? Because humans have destroyed their environment. And then the size of the human in us on top of the animal in us, we are in a physical body. This is the animal level. Aside from that, we have the spiritual level, which is called the speaking level. Spiritual meaning my connection to all of humanity and so on. Because this connection is bad, then it also influences my physical level, my body. And therefore, it influences us. And then there's the phenomena of depression all over the world, and also the depression after birth and so on. And we see this even according to our tests and the secretion of hormones and all kinds of such things. So, therefore, if we do not correct the world, then we will need to give it a medicinal answer for now. Yeah, but I'm asking you about something more than that. Let's say she's taking these medicines. Say I'm her husband and my wife is in depression after the birth, and we're both trying to think more integrally, to see the world in this integral way. We're trying. We're not that successful, but we're trying. Is it possible in this perception of the integral world, can I practice something? Can you give me an exercise so that I'll talk to my wife about it, to do with her, something that will help her out of this depression? If you relate to each other and to the entire world in this way that we teach in this integral education course, then I hope very much that this phenomenon will pass. Is there a specific exercise? As much as a person values his life, his status, what he does for the world, and how much the world supports him, this is very important. How many friends and relatives are around and supportive of this is very important. The influence of the environment on the woman here is especially important and powerful. Even though she maybe wants to close herself off and she has a problem with her connection with others, we need to constantly find opportunities to be in touch with her and to help her out of this, so that the external physical state will influence the internal state and even the hormonal state. This woman was a woman until a week ago. Until 9 months ago, she was a woman, and 9 months ago, she began to be a woman who was pregnant, and suddenly the status has changed. She's now a mother. And you said in our previous talk that the moment she gives birth to the baby, she needs to think that she herself wants to be born into something new. So now she has a new status. She's a mother. Whether she wanted to or not, this is already history. How does she can digest this new status mentally, emotionally? The fact that it happened to her doesn't mean that she's already in peace with it. Of being a mother? That's right. Yeah, this woman who suddenly became a mother, how did she digest it? That is why it's so important for her to have the influence of the environment to support her, to help her grow, to bring her support and to value this important role that she now has, that she's in this circle of people who think about her and that also care for her. She needs to be connected to all the other women who are pregnant. Look at how it was organized in previous generations, that a woman felt herself to be alone, to be closed off at home for a few months and only treating the baby without knowing anything. No, there are a lot of people also with babies and noise, and there was a great extended family around in the tribe with a good attitude. Everybody felt free. And in that way, the children grew up well. Today we live in an apartment building, and you go and lock the door and go to work. You come home, and so in this reality, can I talk to her about anything that will help her adapt to this role? No, she needs to be connected to more people who are more women who are in her situation, and to go through our courses, maybe through the television or through the internet, and maybe once or twice a week to come to a meeting place, to have a cup of tea with other women, to maybe talk a little bit, to feel warmth, to talk about their mutual problems and how to solve them. She must have this. The lack of the society, of the environment, of support, of being alone and feeling disconnected from life, this is what's happening here. I'm telling you that according to nature, we should have lived differently. We are the ones who put ourselves in this apartment and closed ourselves off. There are those who are on the street. At least we have that. Okay, so we can't be surprised that we have all these problems. This is in order to acknowledge our evil, this ego that is disconnecting us from life, and to return once again to this shared society. Can the husband help with anything? In something. That he can call her a few times a day to worry about her, to sit with the baby, when for her to go out a little bit, to go over to her friend alone, without the baby even, to feel herself a little better. When she's in such a state of lack of balance, I don't think that she's thinking about love thy friend as thyself or anything is that high. Yes, but when she hears about it, it disconnects her from her personal situation and she can rise above it. So is it good for her husband to talk about it with her? Well, not in such a direct way. Not that he'll demand from her, where is your love thy friend as yourself? No. He needs to talk generally about the situation, that this is the way it is in the world. The world is progressing, and let's talk about the future. What do we want for it to be like? How does she illustrate the future? His profession, his character, all kinds of things that are not connected to the present moment, first of all. What kind of world? What is the best? How can we cause it? How much does he need to change towards this illustration that we want there to be, and so on? So we're not thinking about some animal that's growing, but about the person. So what are we going to, maybe we should do now? What way will we change now? Then maybe it's good to take the integral education and try to manifest it a little more and so on. Which says what? It tells you how to build a good future for the baby. We want to do this already now, but do we have to wait for him to grow himself? No, it's the way we treat each other now, me and her. Yes, because this is for now the environment for him, the example for him. Of course, the way I see the relationship between mom and dad, this is what my relationship with my wife will be. This is the example that I will give to my children. And also they will have such relations to their partners. This is how it works. Example, example. The child absorbs it from the air. We have to stop fighting and arguing. We need to project love for this to truly be this way, not just to say it and then fight in the bathroom. Our attitude towards each other needs to be the right attitude, the good attitude.
תפס אותי מאוד קודם שאמרת על להעריך את התפקיד הזה של האמא.
It grabbed me before when you said that we need to value the role of mother. Our entire society isn't built for it. We need to respect it very much. We need to see it as the most important role, but we disrespect it, we mock it, because we relate to it as a kind of short... short deed act that somebody does because he feels like it. We don't see it as a great process that it has to do with the entire world. So how can the man help this value towards the mother, this appreciation? How? He needs to receive our education, then he'll change. It all depends on what we give to them, this couple. Let's say I want to project love in the world so that my old child will grow well. What does it mean? Warmth, a good, calm attitude, mutuality, discussing things nicely. But I'm not calm in my nature. But for the child, you will go to this education. I am now going through this education. You are my educator. So slowly, slowly, this will influence you. It will influence you. There's no other way, because you will also go through this society. You'll be in this society that will influence you through the workshops. But I've been in this course for 9 months, and the baby's already born. I want to know. I have this child at home, and I understood that we need mutuality and a good connection between people. I agree with it all. But sometimes... Also at home, towards the mother? What can you do? If I'm cranky, I'm cranky. If not at home, then at work. A person who is naturally cranky, there are people who are like a freezer. He doesn't see what's going on. I go in, and immediately inside, there's either great joy or great nerves. There are radical responses. What do I do if I have a child who's a week old, a mother of 9 months? We've illustrated this pink, beautiful world for him. But suddenly, I am cranky. We've illustrated, we told him, for 9 months you said fantasize a nice world for him, and we did. But now he's out in the world, and it's unpleasant because his father is cranky and crabby. What do I do with myself? I wouldn't give this father permission to give the baby. No, but it already happened. Well, that's not good. Nobody asks for permission from you. I would do it that way. I would give permission to people. But I signed up for the course and I didn't get a permission. I already have a child and I'm crabby. It's a problem. No, I'm telling you, despite our course and despite everything, sometimes, not every day that I come home crazy, but sometimes... Then during these days, you can't come home. You should go to the gym and take all of your nerves out in the gym. But I can't know when it will happen. So hang yourself. What can I tell you? There's no other way. And if not that, and if not that, and if not that, then no. Maybe she can help me. No, maybe she can't help you as well. So teach her. I am teaching her. But even though she's a woman that is perfect. And you are still crabby and cranky. You need to take your poison out on someone. You're like a snake that's constantly making these poisons. So what do? There's nothing to do. You'll grow up without a father if I don't come home. It's better without a father than with such a father. That's not what we learned in the course. No, we didn't learn that a bad father is good. I'm not bad. I'm just cranky, a little more than most. I'm doing everything, all the exercise. It's a waste of our time for this show. You will not find a solution for this. There is no solution, only to work on yourself. No, but that's what I asked for you, to work on myself. To work on yourself. Yeah, I wanna. Okay, so come to the courses more. And study our materials more on the internet, and it will influence you. We are already talking not about the father that has such great things to do in the world and with the thought of creation. We're talking about a regular father. Yeah, me. So he has to relax. It's not possible that he won't relax. It all depends on the environment. Maybe in this course, you need a stronger environment, a better environment. So in the class, it's okay when I come here, but then when I go home, it's a little harder. I can also not tell you, and you'll think that the students are good. It's possible that you need a connection between you, all of these men that are in this course, and that you will constantly talk to each other. And prepare yourself for how you come home, before you go home, for you to be connected between you, so that you will prepare each other, how calm you need to be, and so on. So I'm a lost cause. But with a woman, you can continue. No, you're not a lost cause. And in the condition you want to advance, then you can. I gave you the options. Okay, so Nitsa will continue. Yeah, I also imagined during these 9 months, I imagined this life, how I wanted to be for the baby. And I even thought of idealistic situation. I tried to build this good, beautiful world. And also, I put myself into this good, beautiful world. But now, a week afterwards, the reality is not so simple. Also, for me, it's not easy. I look at myself, I look at the processes that I'm going through, even the simple things that are not important, but are important. I look at my body, the way it's changed, how it's become more, you know. And you know, this beautiful pink thing that I illustrated, it's shattered in front of my eyes. Dear friends, I don't understand you. You are in a special stage, in a special process. You're being told, what is this process happening for? Why nature put us in this way? Towards what this is going? That you're now giving a birth to the new integral world, that we are in these special times, that you are now educating this new human for this new world. You have a special role. There needs to be an environment here that's very supportive, that values these things very much, that's truly warm and even with pressure on you. If you use all of these things, then there are no other means. There aren't. You're asking me for some wondrous cure? He's telling me, I don't want to be cranky. And you're saying, I don't want to be depressed. It all depends on the environment and how much you work together with it in the mutual way. I don't have the cure for it, and nature doesn't have a cure for it. And if you have depression or nerves or any other phenomena, it's in order to put you into a deeper connection to the environment so that you will receive support from there. And then these negative influences will will pass. But there is nothing else. You have to understand that your complaints are not complaints. You have to use what's given to you truly for these problems and all other problems, the influence of the environment. If you use it correctly, then it's sure, it's certain that you will be cured of everything. You won't look at your body, which of course it will change. What can you do? And also at all kinds of other phenomena, and at your husband that maybe is not so successful with his nerves, and but with the good attitude and warm attitude and soft attitude, you will aim him towards connection to that environment. But there's no other way. You have to work on it. And it is only through the influence of the environment. If you have complaints afterwards, then I have only one answer to you. This was given from nature, both the nerves and the depression after birth, and all kinds of other problems, in order for you to treat them using the environment. This is where you will find the solution. It is there, but you have to find it. That's it. And if other couples have similar situations and they also are a little in shock of this process, excellent, then you all come together and you are taught how to act, how to raise your mood, how to be above your reason of your lowly, depressed mood, how to raise yourself above it, to raise each other and everyone together towards each and everyone. This is how we do it, because these things are not realistic. They are just, you're just illustrating it, some image, a black image. And then you're taught how to do it differently, how to, through this depression, to change it into something higher. You're taught that these things that you feel, these states, are in order to advance you in life, where to deeper and better connection to the environment, so that in order to that you'll develop new senses and to begin to feel the new reality, the bigger, more connected, integral world, and how to run it in this new way. It's all tied together. We are living inside the womb. We are all also now developing as embryos, or the opposite, as the parts of this one body, as this one embryo. I've noticed that a lot of couples around us come up against these same problems. We're not so different. Maybe I'm more cranky than the usual, because our general environment is bad. Yeah, that's right. So you now said that if we talked about it between us in some workshop or some game, we'll be able to release ourselves from these problems. Can you influence us? Can you give us this game so that, let's say we are a couple and let's say there's five more like us. So we've all gone through this birth now and we're all in this course together. What is the game? A workshop where we talk between us. What about? We don't talk about anything negative. The game is a game. Oh, we don't talk about the problems that we have since the birth. Let's say what we just said to you, we don't want us to talk about. No, that's enough. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody talks about it. It's forbidden. Okay, we don't talk about anything bad. So you're saying everyone is the same? I don't care at all what you're suffering from. We come together and begin to only talk about the good things. This is called help your friend. With what? With a good mood. By raising our children to this new world. Let's illustrate this new world together. Let's illustrate how we grow together with it. So that the child, what does it mean that the deed of the father is a sign for the children? And what are the children who cause this impulse to the fathers that I've grown from all my students? It's the small children that force the older ones, the adults, to grow. They're the ones who make a father out of me and a mother out of her. Before that, we weren't a father and mother. It's because we have a child, and the child that relates to us and demands from us and pushes us, he makes us into a father and mother. This is a completely different status. Let's talk about it in our society, about what exactly the role of the father, of the mother, how important it is. What is the role of the father? The mother is, it's more certain. The role of the father is to connect with all the men in our society, in our integral society, and to expand the role of the father, how much he needs to support the mother, to support the unity of the family, to support the connection between the families, how much they need together to cause this world to be integral, round, and good, to be in harmony and balance, for this to be the good, correct world for our children, and so on. Let's talk about this. Let's think about this. And let's not talk about my depression and her nerves or the opposite. So in this therapy, this group therapy, it's not therapy. We are talking about the state that we want to live in. And we don't want to live in a state that is illustrated on the inside because of our crankiness and in our hormonal confusion. So it's hard for each person to do this at home since the baby was born, but we come to this meeting with you and talk about it in this way. So we don't talk about the difficulties. We don't talk about any of it. Never do we talk about the bad. We never talk about the different types of difficulties or bad things. I'm not a doctor that I need to hear about your complaints, your troubles. No, I don't care about them. I also know that all types of problems come because the environment is not supportive. And you'll say, but it's hormonal, it's inside me, or it's my nerves, I was born this way, and this is hers. What do you mean society or the environment? It's because of the environment. So when we meet these couples who are after birth and illustrate how we build this good environment together for our children. And more than that, we learn in these meetings that all of these feelings, these negative feelings, they come to us from nature that involves us on purpose for us to connect, for us to support each other, for us to organize the world, which is completely round, this good womb, for it to develop us for an even better future. So that everything we go through, we'll see that it is also like an embryo that develops in the womb of the mother. He's developing because he's constantly under pressure. Otherwise, he wouldn't grow. It wouldn't be receive these new forms. This is also the way we are in the connection between us, in this general womb. And we need to find, together with it, with this nature, we need to find this mutual form that is correct. How? Nature is completely round and good and loving and influences, just like the womb. But we need to connect between us, all of the couples, and in general the entire world, like the cells inside the embryo, for there to be the correct form, the correct illustration. And we know that this illustration, how it happens over these 9 months of pregnancy, because it receives all kinds of different forms until it comes out. And also we, in human society, we need to constantly receive these new advanced forms and being constantly adapted and fit to nature. And nature, every time it pressures us, it's actually pressuring us in order to give us this new form. How do we know we've reached this new form? By feeling harmony. And a moment later, there will be no harmony, disharmony again, because nature will give us a new demand. And again, we need to connect between us in a new way. And so until we grow into this form of Adam, of human, of man, all of us together in one unity, just like the cells in the body of the embryo that connect in such a way. Therefore, there is no choice. We can only do it through the environment. We can only reach this internal solution, our private and general solution, in this way. What you just said calms me very much. See, she's already calm. It was worthwhile to come. And you, did you calm down? I'm a tough cookie. Okay, because we have a lot of couples and that we notice that after birth, a lot of times there are a lot of arguments and fights between us, between the couple. Instead of them, the new baby is around, they're supposed to be happy, and suddenly there's a feeling of distance and separation. So your explanation calmed me very much because it explained what's happening, and not to see this as a bad thing, but to see how we can grow through it, develop through it. There's a gap between our legendary tales, our fantasies that we had for 9 months, and life. You see, this is our problem. Okay. I'm sorry that we brought it up, but we need to go through an upgrade. This is a problem. It's always this way. It's always like this in the generation that is in this passageway that is so sharp, just like our generation. That is why it's called the last generation, which completes a certain approach, the old approach towards the world, the individualistic and self-interested, and goes to the integral, moves to the integral approach. And you need to feel by that a true calling, a new mission. On the path during this process, actually happens every time after we come to this meeting with you. I go home with guilty feelings. I mean, I feel our guide is talking so nicely about what we need to do, and he puts us into these illustrations and games of a world that is all good. And I go home. Even now, it's the same. At the end of this talk, I'll go home, and I tell myself, listen, you are defected. Yeah, that's right. So what? And where's the positive side? So that's exactly the question. What do I do with all of these guilty feelings? Because what is the problem? Until now, I was alone. Now I have a child. Because now it's like I'm screwing him as well. No, a child wouldn't be able to grow in the womb of the child if he didn't receive all these guilty feelings and negative influence in order to compensate them, in order to compensate all the time. If I feel something bad, it means that I'm not tied to the environment in the correct extent, to the extent or power. That's it. There's nothing else. This is how a child is. If I feel bad, then I'm not stuck enough to the side of the womb. I need to receive more. Yeah, but what do I do with my guilty feelings that I am the unsuccessful one? You rise above them with your adhesion to the environment. You rise above them and stick yourself to the new environment. Well, you're talking about the environment in this course. Well, it's not enough. It needs to be at least 10, let's say. Right, we're illustrating an image of a classroom here. So every time I have these guilty feelings, what do I need to do? I see that others are more successful than me in the classroom, or maybe they're acting it. What, you think that you're not acting towards them? Yeah, in the classroom I'm acting. That's not the problem. What happens when I go home? Why don't you do the same thing at home? That you're playing. You should play. Act. A person needs to act out whatever he wants to reach, just like the baby that acts as if he's already an adult, and then he turns into an adult. The fool sits without doing anything and just eating himself up, because then he doesn't grow. He only eats himself. So how do I get out of these guilty feelings and do something productive? Immediately seek the environment, something to influence you. It can be our music or something that talks about unity and connection, or maybe a video or something that you'll feel like you're in the workshop again. You have to be under the influence of the environment. Under the influence of the environment, nonstop, all the time. You cannot go into anything else. You see that you've been disconnected on the way home, already you feel bad. So operate yourself all the time. Put this something in your ear, an earpiece, so you'll constantly repeat our materials. Thank God there is an ocean of materials. Also listen to our talks that talk about the Rav Lightman with Oren Levi. Are you optimistic? Do you think that we all have a good baby? I know that there's no choice. Nature will force you and you'll do it. There is no other way. At the end of the day, if you don't do it through consciously, through the internal effort where a person understands there is no choice and he has to bend towards the environment this way and to become integrated with it and continue this way, then he'll receive a few more blows. No, I mean, do you think this baby that we're going to have, do you think with such parents like we just told you so openly about, do you think he'll grow well? What will happen to him? He will grow to be fantastically. He will grow in a way that it will be so easy for him with everyone. He will know how to make an environment. He'll have such an aura, such an atmosphere around him that everyone will treat him well. It will be easier for him with every person. Nobody will treat him badly. In advance, it's as if he neutralizes the bad attitudes towards him. He'll be secure, healthy. He'll be successful in life. He'll have a good place in society. It's certain that through that, and you have to do it now. During this time that you go home cranky, it's now that you need for him to raise yourself to this new level. And by that, what does nature do? He forces you to grow. You are now going through these growth pains. And what will happen to the mother, to her? The same. The pains don't end in the labor room. No. There's hope. The entire world is now going through growing labor pains. Okay, so again, we've reached the end of our talk. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. And let's hope that we'll have an easy birth to this new world. Until then, all the best and goodbye.